Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Mark Striegel.
John Astronomy.
The Talking Metal Podcast. Coming to you from the Silver Spacecraft. I'm Bud Friendly. And now your hosts, Mark and John.
Hey, it's John Astronomy. Welcome to another edition of Talking Metal here with Mark Striegel at Shorty's Port Authority area.
Yeah, different vibe from the last place we did the show from, which was, what was that place called? Down the street, a ninth and, what was that last place we recorded with Bud Friendly, the podcast?
Oh, that was... Billy Marks.
Billy Marks, right. A different vibe up here. Very nice by Port Authority hanging out. Tornado warnings in New York City today, but luckily John and I are here. Our hair's a little blown apart, but we're still hanging out, having a good time. Dio, the music lives on, man. There's a new CD out from Dio, the very best of Dio Volume 2. And what's cool about this one is it's a lot of songs from... you know, the 90s, from the less, I guess I'd call it the less popular era of Dio. Killing the Dragon, Push, The Eyes, a lot of this stuff off of, you know, the post-80s metal time, if you will. So let's get into the opening track, Killing the Dragon, off the new Dio. It's a best of, they call it the very beast of Dio, Volume 2, here on Talking Metal.
Something's taking a child and it all must end.
That was Killing the Dragon by Dio off the brand new CD, The Very Beast of Dio, Volume 2.
Thanks to Chipster for sending us that CD. We appreciate that, Chip. Haven't seen Chip in a while. He used to come up to New York every now and again, and we'd see him, but I haven't actually seen him for a while. Wanted to talk about some Kiss-related info. Richie Sambora was on the Howard Stern Show this week, and he claimed in the interview with Howard that in 1983 he turned down an offer to join Kiss. I'm assuming replacing Ace in Kiss, right, John?
Wow, that's very interesting, and I did just see something about that on kissfaq.com, one of my very favorite websites. And you know what? I have a feeling it probably was after Ace left, although it could have been after Vinnie Vincent left, but I have a feeling it was probably replacing Ace.
That would make sense, you know, time-wise. What doesn't make sense is why in the hell wouldn't Richie Sambora join Kiss? I mean, even if, I believe, when did the first Bon Jovi record come out? It had to be 83, 84, I don't know. But even if Bon Jovi was kind of already heading into, you know, superstardom, I can't imagine. They weren't. There's no way. In 1983, I mean, Bon Jovi, even if the single was out for Runaway, why wouldn't he join Kiss, who, even though they weren't as popular in the 80s, they still were, you know, they had that little lull between the 70s and say, Lick It Up. But by Lick It Up, I mean, they were a mainstream band once again.
Absolutely. And Bon Jovi actually opened up for Kiss, I believe, on the Animalize tour. So, you know, Kiss was a headlining act. Lick It Up, Animalize, Asylum. Kiss was doing, like, big tours, just as big as any other metal band or bigger.
I don't believe it personally. I hate to call Richie Sambora a liar, but I believe maybe he thinks they asked him to join. Maybe they asked him back for a second audition. Who knows? I have a hard time believing that he would turn down the opportunity to join Kiss in 1983. That's just me. But again, he claims he was offered that position, and he claimed that just this past week on the Howard Stern Show.
Yeah, I just saw that Richie Sambora is doing a solo gig at the Best Buy Theater in October. So I guess is he on a solo tour, or is it?
Yeah, he's got a new solo record out, and he's going to be on a solo tour. I would imagine, hopefully, he'll play a few Bon Jovi hits while he's touring. And he had a solo album out a long time ago, which I wasn't an enormous fan of, but I know I have a download of it somewhere on my iPod or hard drive somewhere. Anyways, Kiss and Motley Crue heading into the area this weekend. I'm going to check them out Friday night. I have fourth row seats. It should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to seeing this lineup of Kiss, which, believe it or not, I have never seen.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen the current lineup. I've seen every lineup of the band with the exception of the couple of shows that Mark St. John played.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. I have seen Kiss, I think, 14 times, the first being back in the 80s, and I have never seen this particular lineup. I think the last, you know, I've seen Eric Singer in Kiss, obviously, but I think the last lineup I saw was the Aerosmith Kiss tour, which was Thayer, Peter, Chris, Stanley, and Simmons, which was kind of an interesting lineup.
Yeah, that was definitely interesting. Peter on drums and Tommy on guitar. And
what was interesting is the tour before that, Peter was out, right?
Yeah, that was like a weird time for Kiss where, like, you know, it wasn't the four original members. There were three original members. But at times, Kiss had Paul, Gene, Peter, and Tommy. But then there were times where it was... There were even shows where it was Ace, Eric Singer, Paul, and Gene.
Right, yeah, definitely. On the Psycho Circus tour, right? For some of that tour.
I think that was actually the farewell, like the end of the farewell tour.
Right, yes, you're right, definitely. Interesting band, always love those guys, Kiss. All the members who have ever been in or out of Kiss, love every one of them. Great stuff, and what a, you know, What an amazing history. You know, it'd be boring if they had the same four guys in for the whole, what, whatever, 40 years at this point, you know.
I want to add that you guys all know I work for Ace, but I do, you know, and Ace is, like, totally fine with all the guys in KISS, and he's good friends with them still. And I want to tell you that I personally think Hell or Hallelujah is a great tune. Reminds me of almost like of like an I Stole Your Love.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. Let's check it out right now on Talking Metal.
By KISS.
Yeah, let's keep the music going. This is The Dictators. I Stand Tall. We'll be right back.
I Stand Tall by the Dictators. Great, great song. We hang out down at Manitoba's, Dick Manitoba's Bar, down in the Lower East Side.
Yeah, we were down there a couple months ago, Avenue B, and you were down there, but then you left, and I went with Gary to another place. Anyways, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Maybe it was just, I can't really remember, but we were down there recently, definitely. Great, great bar.
Yeah, great, great place. I've definitely been there many times. Ran into our good friend and video guy, Jay Bones, yesterday.
Oh, did you? Cool. How's he doing?
He's doing good. I told him we were going to be getting together today, but he must be jammed up. He's doing so much work at the moment with VH1, so good for Jay Bones.
Absolutely. Let's keep the music rolling here. I'll come back and talk a little bit more about Jay Bones, our talking metal cameraman, editor, and sometimes producer-director. We'll come back and talk about him because he's done some amazing work on the next episode of Talking Metal Pirate Radio, which I'm going to tell you guys all about shortly. This is Warrior, Only the Strong Survive.
That was Only the Strong Survive by Warrior. Mark, we're back here at Shorty's, and I think it's about time for a Talking Metal Toast.
Yeah, we've already had done a few of them before the show even started, but... Yeah, I'm drinking, I guess a microbrewery. I forget the name of the place, but Hurricane Ale, I guess, up from Kingston, New York. Kingston, New York, up by Woodstock there. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking my classic drink, which was also Eric Carr's favorite drink. And I'm going to give you guys a couple of guesses. One, two, three. Okay, 7 and 7.
John can't get enough of 7 and 7. And this is Can't Get Enough by the Scorpions. Yeah, I printed out, before the show today, I printed out some posts from the Talking Metal Forum, and guess I was going to bring them and read them, but I left them at the on the printer at work, so that's really not good. People are going to be like seeing all this Talking Metal stuff printed out.
Hey, I want to thank all of the Talking Metal listeners who wish me a happy birthday on Facebook and anywhere online. I really appreciate you guys, and thank you, Mark. Sent me this real cool text. I don't know how you did it, like with all these crazy dots and stuff. And thank you very much. My birthday the other day. Can't believe another one has passed.
I thought you were going to have a party a couple months back. You were talking about doing a party, but I guess just too busy.
You know what? I'll tell you the truth. I've been like engulfed in all things Ace, and. Even if you're not on tour, guys, like, there's just so much business going on. Everybody should check out the AceFrehley.com store. I'm personally running that. And a lot of great things. We got a lot of cool things coming up, some surprise things coming up. So you should keep an eye on that. And I've just been, like, super, super busy, guys. I am really excited, though, to be back doing Talking Metal podcasts, and we got a new episode of Talking Metal Pirate Radio in the works that should be coming out very soon, and I think the fall is Talking Metal time.
Yeah, this new episode will actually probably be up within 2 weeks' time. probably less. And it's great. It starts out with an amazing talking metal jam with John on guitar, myself on bass, Ron Lipnicki from Overkill on drums, Dan Lorenzo also on guitar, and John Keevil from Warbringer doing a Metallica classic, For Whom the Bell Tolls. And it sounds phenomenal. Recorded by Dennis Leaflong from Bumblefoot's band. And I tell you, I'm blown away by my own playing, if you can. But, no, it's a lot of fun, and John and I have always been a fan of the early Metallica stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I probably told this before, but my high school band did Whiplash and Motor Breath for a recital back when Kill 'Em All was out. I mean, Ride the Lightning hadn't even come out at that point, and... So I was definitely a Metallica fan from back in the early, early days.
Yeah, cool, cool stuff. And we then, in the middle of the episode, we recap, we play an old jam with Bobby Blitz, Frankie Bello, and Mike Portnoy on drums. We play that jam. That's our rendition of Overkill, the Motorhead classic. And then we introduce another brand new jam on this episode, Breaking the Law by Judas Priest. An all-star cast performs Breaking the Law with us. It's amazing. And then I think I get a smile on my face every time I watch this in the edit room. We end the new episode with a tour of the Silver Spacecraft hovering above Jersey City somewhere. It's John's apartment. We actually do a tour of that. And John, you have so much valuable stuff in your apartment, which is why we say it's an undisclosed location.
Yeah, it's actually not even on land. It is, as you said, hovering. It's cloaked so you can't see it from, you know, with the naked eye. Once you're inside, you can see it, but from the outside, you can't.
Yeah, and it is undisclosed because a lot of you Talking Metal listeners are certifiably insane. I've recently found this out because I've friended, or a lot of you have friended me on Facebook, and I know the... Listen, Talking Metal is not a political podcast, but I know the political season is heating up with this election, and I log on to my Facebook page on 9/11, September 11th, and there is this horrific post by somebody that's talking about on the anniversary that George Bush blew up the World Trade Center, and if you watch this video, you can see how George Bush blew up the Trade Center. It caves in instead. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I immediately went to the friend that I was supposedly friends with, and I unfriended him. It was one of you Talking Metal listeners. I'm sorry, man, you're insane. And then 3 days later, there's another post. The Muslim president of the United States must be removed and all this stuff. And I unfriended him, too. I know there's these extreme views. And listen, my Facebook page is just a friendly place for people to look at pictures of my kids. So if you have these extreme Facebook pages with extreme political views on one side or the other, I don't really want to be friends. I'm sorry. Listen, if you say I don't like the current president because he didn't keep his promises, or I don't like Mitt Romney because of this or that, and they're actual factual things, I'm fine with that. You have the right to your opinion, but it's these craziness that exists on both sides of the political spectrum. What do you think of this, John?
I think you're right that...
If you don't like Barack Obama because he didn't save the economy like he promised, I totally agree. But not like this, like he's a secret Muslim spy running our country.
Yeah, Mark, without a doubt, I think that there are people that really take things to the extreme. And for me, you know, I like to keep things based on the facts, and, you know, I really truly believe everybody's trying to do a good job no matter what side you're on. And I see your point that, you know, on your personal Facebook page where you have pictures of your family and stuff, you know, that might not be the correct forum for some of the over-the-top stuff.
There was a third Talking Metal listener who I also unfriended. I'm sorry, guys, but again, I was logging onto my Facebook page. Sometimes I check it at lunch at work. And also, like, he kept posting these pictures of these big, I guess he's into big ass chicks. And, like, every time I log on, again, it's like, Listen, if you like big-ass chicks, that's awesome. But I just don't want to have to log on and see that at work or when I'm trying to show my wife something. It's just like, so listen, if you have a normal life and you are just posting pictures of your friends and your sports teams and heavy metal and your kids and stuff, sci-fi, send me a friend request. If you're like some freaky guy like who's like posting big ass chicks or the George Bush blew up the Trade Center links, don't bother friending me.
The big ass chick guy, go on over to astronomy.com.
Friend astronomy, yeah.
Hey, no, I'm kidding around. I'm just, yeah, you can friend me. But, you know, I see, guys, here's the difference. See, my Facebook page.
You have like 9 million friends.
Yeah.
I have like 300 friends.
Right. I have like 4,000 some friends. So, like, the big ass guy, the big ass chick dude, you can come on over there. Because I expect, naked girls and stuff on my page. But, like, on Mark's page, like, he's right. Mark's trying to show his wife something. Next thing you know, there's, like, some
point. Yeah, it's like my family. It's more for my family than anybody. And listen, if you guys are cool and you're normal people, send me a friend request. If you got, like, some freaky conspiracy shit going on about, you know, the Muslims secretly running our country through Barack Obama or you got some, you know, scantily clad women site link pictures that you're posting every second. I just don't want to see it. Not in this setting. Not in the Mark Striegel Facebook page. Just go on over, friend astronomy. He'll take it all. And also like Talking Metals page while you're at it.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. By the way, have you seen Saturday Night Live recently?
I saw it last week, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. What'd you think?
Yeah, I thought it was funny. I thought, I really like those guys. It's funny, I work at IFC now. I got a new job at IFC. We work with this guy, Fred Armisen, on Portlandia, but he's also the big star on SNL. So, yeah, I always tune in to see him.
Yeah, no, he's really good. You know what's a cool thing about Fred Armisen is that I once went to a Saturday Night Live rehearsal show. As you know, Mark knows this because he used to work over there, but they do two shows, the rehearsal and then the actual show. Rehearsal is usually a little longer. And what was really cool is before everything happened, Fred Armisen was out there playing an SG, just entertaining the fans.
Yeah, him and Maya Rudolph used to go out and jam. Now, Maya Rudolph used to be in a band called The Rentals, which was with the bassist of Weezer. Maya Rudolph was in a band, yeah, and I saw them in concert, actually. And, of course, Weezer is a band, River Cuomo, Cuomo's, I think, is the head of that band, and he was and is still a big metal fan. One of his favorite songs, one of his favorite bands is Quiet Riot, and that's why if you open up that first Weezer record, there is a picture of Quiet Riot. So, again, Rivers, is it Rivers or it's Rivers?
I think it's Rivers with an S. But
Rivers from Weezer is a big Quiet Riot fan. This is Quiet Riot live in 1983 from the US Festival. You can buy this on iTunes now. Check it out. Love's a bitch.
Yeah.
That was Quiet Riot, recorded live in 1983. Right now, Black Country Communion with Glenn Hughes and Jason Bonham.
Thank you. the song of yesterday.
Hey, that was Songs of Yesterday live by Black Country Communion. I originally thought it was Communication, but it's Communion. I must have been thinking of, like, Communication Breakdown. But Glenn Hughes, as you guys know, you may know, is a really great dude. And I had the great opportunity to really spend a lot of time with him a few years ago. And he even came to my old office and played my guitar. And he's just a great dude. And the whole band is made up of amazing musicians and very, very cool. And you know what I'm going to just we were talking about Quiet Riot earlier. I remember trying to tape with a old Panasonic boombox the S Festival, like, you know, with an antenna, you know, on a boombox. I remember when that was on and I was taping it and it was great. But speaking of Quiet Riot, reminds me of L.A. And I've been out in L.A. a couple times recently. And
I love that town.
Yeah, it was great. You know what? We've never been out there together. We got to go.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we have. We were out there.
Yeah. Duh. Yeah, we have.
Yeah, we hung with Don Dokken. We were Don Dokken. We interviewed Don Dokken, and he wouldn't let us leave. It was what a great guy, Don Dokken.
I can't believe I'm forgetting that we did all the Fuse stuff out there.
Interviewed Killswitch Engage. We drove out to Long Beach, Lamb of God. Who else did we interview while we were out there?
Slash at the Rainbow. We interviewed Cowboy Luke right in the Sunset Strip. Speaking of the Sunset Strip, there's a new bar there called Rockin' Riley's, and it's very cool. It's like a combination between a rock and roll bar and an Irish pub, and it's right on the strip. That's a cool place. But, you know, the last two times I went to L.A., I cannot stop going to the Rainbow, and just had a great time there. I went up into this other crazy room up top. It's sort of like a, like what I would classify as like the VIP room in the Limelight or something. And I you didn't need to be a VIP to get in there, but it was pretty cool. And what a great area. The Strip, you know, Beverly Hills. L.A. is great, I think. I love it.
I love it, too. Will Wallner, who we've played some music from him on Talking Metal. Wallner and Vane is his band. But anyways, Will has joined White Wizard in the slot once occupied by Eric. Remember Eric? What's Eric's last name again?
Kluber.
Yeah, Eric Kluber from Overloaded, and he's now playing in Gypsy Hawk. I'm actually going to go see them play in October or November. I'll let you know. You should come with me, actually. But Eric's new band is playing in New York, Gypsy Hawk, so we'll check that out. But anyways, this is new White Wizard, featuring Will Wallner on guitar. This is Torpedo of Truth.
That was Torpedo of Truth by White Wizard. We saw those guys with Eric back at the Gramercy. Was that the Gramercy?
Yeah.
Now, they keep changing the name of that place. I'm not sure what it's called now, but it's a pretty cool venue, and they've got some good shows there. You knew I saw there, Mark, and it was a concert that I saw a while back that you didn't see, but we were talking about them recently. I'm going to pronounce it wrong. It was like Corpleani or something like that. They were kind of like a folk metal band, I think.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. Yeah, definitely. Was that was with Dark Tranquillity, I think, at that show, right?
No, I don't even know why. I was at that gig alone.
Oh, okay. I wasn't there? Okay. No. I don't know. I've had the three beers at this point. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, don't feel bad, Mark. I don't even know why I was there, but it was a really good gig.
You could have said, yeah, you were there, and I've been like, yeah, I was there.
See, we're honest on Talking Metal. We say, but we don't remember certain things from our past due to the heavy amount of partying we once did, guys, you know, that was always Talking Metal's, you know, kind of the fun thing about us. Like, we have fun when we do this. It's just like all of us hanging out. And I actually do feel when we're doing these that we're just all sitting around talking, having a few beers or a few other things, and just kind of hanging out, you know?
Big thanks to Eric from D.C. This guy keeps sending us money. He sent us another $20. There was a guy, I think, John Smith over in England, who sent us a ton of money. He may be the top donator, but Eric from D.C., you are definitely, I think, in the number two slot. This guy, like, sends us money all the time. He just sent, like, $20.
Thank you so much. You know, you guys, our new recorder that we're using is thanks to you guys, and anyone who even sends, you know, a very small donation, you don't know how much that means to us. It means a lot to us. And I thank all of you. And thanks so much. By the way, I gotta do a little imitation. There's this guy on a bad train. He goes,
yeah.
What's that?
I was just saying, yeah.
I memorized his speech. He's a real good guy. I don't want to give out his name, but he goes, hey. He goes, if you can spare just one penny to help the Bergen Coalition to feed the homeless shelter.
The Bergen Coalition to feed my veins with freaking heroin. Yeah, be careful. You're better off just giving guys, if you see the homeless guys in the street, it's very tempting to give them some money. They say it's best to give to an actual organization, because right, these homeless guys will just go spend it on booze and drugs.
Yeah, no, it is true. Yeah, the New York subway, there are usually signs that say, don't just give to random people asking for money. What you should do is donate money to an actual organization, and then they filter it down to whoever needs it. But
Talking Metal, for example. Go to the talkingmetal.com, the PayPal button, and donate, and you will help some.
Any extra that we don't need, we will filter to the Bergen Coalition to Feed the Homeless Shelter.
Yeah. And also another way you can help Talking Metal is in the show notes for today's episode, I'm going to post the Amazon link. A lot of you guys are about to buy something on Amazon. Instead of just opening up Amazon, go to talkingmetal.com, use our link to open Amazon, and then make your purchase. There's no additional cost or anything like that for the purchase. I actually just did this. I listened to this guy, Duncan Trussell, has a great podcast. He's believes in all sorts of freaky alien shit and stuff. And weird science and stuff like that. I recently went and I bought, through his podcast, a purchase on Amazon. I actually bought The Lone Gunman, which was a spinoff of X-Files, if you remember the X-Files show, produced by Chris Gillian, who now does this hit show, Breaking Bad. It only lasted one season, but I never watched it, but I'm anxious to get that in the mail and watch it. And I gave Duncan Trussell's Family Hour podcast the credit for that. You can do the same with Talking Metal. Go to Talking Metal this week in the show notes for today's episode and use that link to open up your Amazon and make your purchase. Let's get into a little Jackal right now. I met this guy from Jackal. What's the Dupree guy? What's his name?
Jesse James Dupree.
Yeah, I met him when I was interviewing Christy Hemme. He was, like, there for some odd reason, handling her in one way or another. But anyways, this is, what a great song this is. This is When Will It Rain by Jackal.
sand, and I tried to hide in every corner of this land. Can't lose the things attached, yeah, that's what they say. Well, things of love attached are not, yeah, well, I've thrown away. The day is getting longer, the heat is getting hotter. The sun was shone on us and my nights I spent in vain. Well, I chose this long road and on it every day. When will it rain? I can't stand this heat from the road, I can't stand the pain.
When will it rain?
It's burning holes in my shoes, won't you tell me?
When will it rain?
I think I'm going insane.
When will it rain?
I'm on a road that will never take me home. When will it rain? Is it ever gonna rain?
That was When Will It Rain by Jackal, a great band fronted by Jesse James Dupree. Those guys actually headlined a gig not this past summer, but the summer before that in Des Moines, Iowa, that Ace played. And they were a great band, and Ace played directly before Jackal. And the cool thing about the Jackal guys is they were like, man, you know, we should have switched the lineup around. For whatever reason, you know, they were headlining. And Ace is just a fan of rock and roll, so he had a great time playing that gig. And, you know, Jackal's a cool band, and I think it's really great that you got to meet him with Christy. I met Christy at Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, but I would love to meet Jesse James Dupree someday, and I didn't happen to meet him at that gig, but... Because what happened was I had to run with Ace right after Ace was done. Now, we had a plane to catch.
I got you. Christy Hemme at Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. Now, was she was one of the campers or she was there teaching?
No, she was actually one of the campers a couple years ago.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What is it, $5,000 to do that thing?
Something like that. But it's a really fun thing. I mean, you know, the cool thing about it is like, there's a couple of people that I know through the camp and... And, like, you really get to be friends with, like, the band guys. I mean, like some of the people that go to multiple camps, like, you don't even have to go to multiple. You'll get this experience with just one. But there are people that are, like, good friends with guys like Gilby Clark and Kip Winger and Mark Slaughter and Bruce Kulick. And, you know, I've had a blast. I've never been a camper, but I've worked at a couple of these Rock and Roll Fantasy camps, and they're just very, very cool. And I have to thank Gibson Guitars for giving me the opportunity to do that. But.
Yeah, you know, and I have to thank Gibson Guitars for getting me down to one of those. I went down. Actually, you weren't able to go, but I got to go down and hang out and watch Rudy Sarzo training some or teaching some of the campers and working with them. And then Rudy and I sat down for an interview. It was a real cool experience here in New York City. So, yeah, we love Gibson. It's our favorite guitars, and it just so happens that John does some work for them, and I have connections there too now. And it's just an honor to be associated with Gibson Guitars. All right, so we're going to wrap things up with a little Joe Stump, who I guess now is a teacher at Berklee.
Very cool. I didn't know that. Wow.
And he has a new record coming out. Let me get this straight here. Joe Stump has a new album out called Revenge of the Shred Lord. So we're going to get into some music from that shortly. I just wanted to mention that we are on Twitter. It's twitter.com/talkingmetal. I just tweeted that we are recording a podcast here, and no Talking Metal listeners came down to join us, so too bad. How many followers do we have on Twitter? Let's see. We have currently 5,291 followers. That's pretty good, right?
That's great, I think. Thank you, Talking Metal listeners and Twitter followers. Guess what? Talking Metal is back, and we're back in action. We've never left, but you got to stick with us, guys. We're having a blast doing this.
Here's a tweet that came in 6 days ago. Check this out.
Hey, that's from Sean from the BLS Japan chapter. Man, you are one of my brothers, and I thank you so much for the tweet, man. Thank you.
Sean says, happy birthday, John. So thank you, Sean. Big supporter of the show. PG_5150 tweeted, great show, guys. Have been listening to your cast for a while. Love the work you do. Very envious. Thanks, dude. We get a lot of these number FFs, which I guess follow Fridays. So thank you to all the people who encourage other people to follow us. The TJCrazy_chemist said, Talking Metal, yeah, keep it coming with the great music. Thanks, TJ. What else do we got here? DJ Wiser always checking in on Twitter. Thanks. 101.5 Pure Rock on Twitter. Talking Metal, don't you mean belated birthday? I have no idea what that means. Oh, that might have been a Rob Halford birthday wish, which I tweeted out a few days late. Luke Carl from Sirius Satellite Radio, the Hair Metal, what is it, Hair Nation channel, giving us a lot of props on Twitter and also mentioning us recently on air. So thanks to Luke Carl. Great job, Luke, with your show on Sirius. Keep up the great work. He announced his Sirius show on Talking Metal probably about a year ago at this point.
Very cool. Yeah, we had the opportunity to hang out with Luke on Talking Metal Live. Totally cool dude, and definitely check out his book.
Drunk Diet is the book, which I need to get on because I definitely like to drink, and I'm still thin, but, you know, since the depressing thing is since 2005, I've gained about 15 pounds. So maybe I need to get on that drunk diet.
Hey, wait, what'd you say? You gained 15 pounds?
Since 2005.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, Mark, I can't tell. It looks good. You're a cool dude. You're always physically fit. Now, me, on the other hand, needs the drunk diet.
Right. All right. Well, I'm going to see Kiss and Motley Crue this Friday at PNC. I'm not going to Jones Beach because they do not serve alcohol, and that is not a cool thing. So we're going to PNC. My wife and I, we got the VIP tickets. Looking forward to it. Look for us in the fourth fucking row at Kiss and Motley Crue this Friday. Vince Neil, of course, broke his foot, right? You hear about Vince Neil breaking his foot?
Yeah, and he just played a gig in Toronto, I believe, with the broken foot. Either that he broke it in Toronto or he just played a gig since breaking it in Toronto. So, Vince, we wish you a speedy recovery. I always thought Vince Neil was one of the coolest dudes ever, and had a chance to interview him back at VH1 Rock Honors. Totally cool guy. I love Motley Crue, and I love Vince Neil.
I've always said Vince, one of the most honest men in hard rock and heavy metal. And a lot of times he says stuff and people don't agree with it and don't like what he says, but he's an honest guy. I believe he tells the truth. All right, guys, again, this is Joe Stump. He's got a new record out. He's up in Boston. He's rocking. He's the Shred Lord, and this is his off his album, Revenge of the Shred Lord. I'm on like fourth beer here. John has got an empty 7-7, Eric Carr's favorite drink. Oh, God. This is Play Man. Man Your Battle Stations by Joe Stone.